The Acts of the Apostles. The Promise of the Holy Spirit. Dear beloved of God, in my first book, I told you about everything that Jesus began to do and teach from the beginning until the day on which he was taken up to heaven. This was after he had given his commandments through the Holy Spirit to his apostles, whom he had chosen. For after his death, he made it clear to them with many proofs that he was alive. He revealed himself to them for 40 days and taught them about the kingdom of God. One time, when he was eating with them, he commanded them, saying, "Don't leave the city of Jerusalem, but wait until the Father fulfills his promise to you, just as you heard from me. For John immersed people in water, but you, after a few days, will be immersed in the Holy Spirit."
They gathered around him and asked him,
"Master, are you at this time going to restore authority to the children of Israel?" He answered them, "It is not for you to know the times and dates which the Father has set by his own authority. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all the towns of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus ascends to heaven. After he said this, he was taken up to heaven before their eyes, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While they were looking at the sky as he was going away from them, suddenly there appeared to them two men in white robes. The two said to them, "You men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This very Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will himself return in the same way that you saw him going there." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill known as the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem at a distance of about 1 kilometer. When they arrived at the city, they went up to the room where they were staying on the top floor. Those who were present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All of these men were continually in supplication to God with one heart, along with some women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. The selection of a replacement for Judas. One day, there were gathered together about 120 of the believers in Jesus. Peter stood up in the midst of them and said, "My brothers, it was inevitable that the words of Scripture would be fulfilled, what the Holy Spirit said by the mouth of David the prophet concerning Judas, who was a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was one of us and had a share with us in this ministry. Now Judas had bought a field with the wages for the evil he had done. Then he fell on his head, his belly split open, and his intestines spilled out." All the residents of Jerusalem learned about this incident, so they gave the field the name Akeldama in their language, which means field of blood. And Peter said, "The scripture says in the Psalms, 'Let his home become desolate with no one living in it.' It also says, 'Let someone else take his position.' Therefore, we must choose one of those who have accompanied us throughout the period of time that our Master Jesus spent with us, from the time John immersed him until the day he was taken up from us to heaven, so that this person may be a witness with us of the resurrection of Jesus." So they proposed two men, Joseph, who was called son of Sabas and was also known as the Just, and Matthias. Then they humbly prayed, saying, "O Lord, you know everyone's heart. Reveal to us the one you choose between these two to take on this ministry and be an apostle in place of Judas, since he has left it and gone to where he belongs." Then they cast a lot between the two of them, and it fell to Matthias. So they added him to the 11 apostles.